Coach J.C. Holloway joins me right now to talk about not only tonight, but, Coach, as we reflect back on last Tuesday and the loss to the Dodge City Red Demons, the second loss on the season for you, seems as though that we didn't shoot that badly, but certainly didn't make enough shots, and they shot extremely hot there at home at the field house, and obviously turned out to be a 15-point loss for us, 57-42. Thoughts about that ball game again, and talk about how your guys played down the stretch.
You know, we had one good quarter, and then and it was actually a part of a quarter. You know, we started out just way behind. We started out really slow, really stagnant offensively, carried over to defense, and you can't do that. You have to turn your defense into offense, and we weren't able to do that, and we let some things affect us that we can't do.
Transition offense, defense, you certainly got to play it extremely well. Do you feel like that's gone away a little bit for you on the season?
Well, I think it's a WAC conference thing. I feel like the teams in the WAC conference are a little more methodical. We know each other better. It seems like every possession is one, tougher, and two, more important. So every team in the WAC kind of puts a little more pride in taking care of each possession, and so you see some slower games. I've noticed the scores, you know, in the WAC conference games are a lot lower than the other games.
Do you see this as being a matchup that's not good for you with Dodge City, or how do you look at this?
Well, I think I think after two games now, losing both games by 15, you start to wonder about the matchup, or start to wonder about the mentality of the kids a little bit, and I know it's tough on them, but you know they're in the same boat, they're in the same situation. They have some confidence against us, and somehow we got to get that confidence back because we probably will see them again.
Well, very, very good chance that you will. And if you get these two wins here, been starting right now tonight with Hayes, and then next Tuesday on Liberal, a team that you beat in overtime earlier in the year, but we have them at home on next Tuesday. But let's focus on the Hayes High Indians now, and a team that we just did not play well there at Hayes, and that was back on January the 11th, and we lost by 20, 74-54. Lots of other factors in that ball game too as well, but maybe a thought or two about this team, and obviously going to have to take care of, and I know you've worked on, and we'll talk about that too as well, but the inside game, Brady Worth, the sophomore, he's a real load inside.
He is, and he's done a great job against us now for 2 years, being a solid impact in the game, and we've got to limit the shots that they get and the shots that they make inside. That was the key. The first time they hit three threes by one player in particular, and that's it. And then everything else was inside the lane and inside maybe 5 feet. We can't let that happen.
No, exactly. And, of course, they get a lot of balanced scoring, too, as well. Nick Petz is another guy that really kicks it up. He had 16 against you up there at Hayes, 9 from Jordan Winholtz, and also 6 out of Lane Clark. So they've got some other players that can hurt you. Also, Cade Parker ended up with 6 points there. So the only those two guys in double digits, but 28 points for Brady Worth. It's really going to be a factor here for him down on the blocks there. You talked about, I don't know if you want to elaborate on it or not, but the defense that you've worked on to try to stop that.
No, it's just understanding that we have to take care of stopping cuts, stopping passes into the lane, losing people. You know, it's better for us to lose them on the perimeter than to lose them closer to the basket. You're talking about a higher percentage shot, and for some reason, you know, when I was an assistant, we had some real difficulties with that, and I really felt last year we understood that and did a good job against some teams like Liberal that really scored it inside last year, and then this year we've had certain games that we understood it, and then certain other ones that, like Dodge, both of the Dodge games, the Liberal first game that we played, and then the Hayes first game, is understanding that we have to stop that inside play, and it's not always post players. It's kids cutting, penetrating, the whole gamut of offense that we're allowing inside the lane has got to get stopped.
Last 2 days in practice, getting prepared for Hayes, been good, and the guys focused on this?
Yeah, definitely. I know the Wednesday practice after the Dodge loss was tough. It was tough on everybody, coaching staff and players. We had some time to prepare for them and didn't actually see our game plan put into action, so that was tough for all of us. And then yesterday was good. It was prepared, get back on track, and understand that it's about not stumbling twice, and just taking care of home court right now.